price, and that's Zero Res, 919-995-0000. Zero Res, it's the only way to clean, and it's the only carpet cleaning company allowed in the Freeman household. With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It's a record fine, the maximum allowed by law. David Friedman, head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, says General Motors will pay $35 million for its long delay in recalling cars with bad ignition switches.
We want to make sure that all auto manufacturers and suppliers hear the clear message that they must react immediately to potential safety defects.
The defective switch has been linked to at least 13 deaths. GM says it's working hard to improve its response to safety issues, but in the past, correspondent Jeff Lohr reports the company tried to sugarcoat such problems.
Today, internal confidential documents released by the DOT show how GM trained employees to tamp down bad news. Workers were told not to use the word defect or defective, but rather does not perform to design. And GM had judgment words that were banned, including dangerous, crippling, life-threatening, hobbling, and 65 others. They agreed to stop that as of today.
The official in charge of VA hospitals was planning to retire later this year, but today he abruptly resigned. Correspondent Wyatt Andrews reports.
There have been rising demands for the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki, and while he has resisted those demands, today came the answer. The requested resignation of Undersecretary Dr. Robert Petzl, the man in charge of the VA's healthcare division over the last 4 years.
There are allegations that patients have died waiting for treatment and hospitals falsified records to cover up the delays. Investigations are underway. A 57-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to charges he set one of the Southern California wildfires. Authorities say they had witnesses who saw Alberto Serrano adding brush to the flames. Better weather helped firefighting efforts today, and some people were allowed back to their homes. The fires have scorched nearly 20,000 acres and destroyed at least 11 homes. In 2005, the United States refused to grant a visa to an Indian politician named Narendra Modi because of his alleged complicity in a deadly religious riot. But now that he's about to become Prime Minister, President Obama is inviting him to Washington. Mr. Obama called to congratulate Modi today after his party won a commanding majority in Parliament. Joe Danielowitz is a reporter in Delhi.
It could be a press card. It's a new person in charge here. It could be some fence mending now that there's a new government in charge and the U.S. and India could sit down, do some business, get some economic growth for both sides.
Modi's victory ends the family dynasty that's dominated Indian politics since independence. Earlier this month, an 88-year-old man was found decapitated in his Georgia home. Now the Putnam County Sheriff believes they found the body of Russell German's wife, Shirley, in a lake about 5 miles from the couple's home. The Dow, 44 points higher, it finished the week at 16,491. The NASDAQ up 21 points. This is CBS News.
And now the WPTF News. The State Fairgrounds in Raleigh will be alive this weekend with the 7th annual Got to Be NC Festival. The main event is a showcase of what the state makes and grows. But there's also many fun activities. State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler says you can make a day of it.
We still combine this with the Raleigh Flea Market that's at the fairgrounds. You can go do that. And there's just so many things to see and do for a family. Come on out and join us.
The Got to Be NC Festival continues through Sunday afternoon. The city of Durham says it has settled a lawsuit filed by three former Duke University lacrosse players who were falsely accused of raping a stripper 8 years ago. In announcing the settlement, city officials said no money is going to the former players, but the North Carolina Innocence Inquiry Commission will receive a $50,000 grant. Your WPTF Active Weather Forecast overnight, clear, low 46, Saturday partly sunny, high 74. I'm John Mann in the WPTF News Center.
For a close email, here is a mortgage.